Welcome to Nostalgia Minute for February 18th. I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina.
Today in Disney history, we will be traveling back to the year 2000 to prove that we believe in magic. On this day in 2000, Disneyland premiered its newest fireworks show named Believe There's Magic in the Stars. This show was just one of the special editions brought to the park to celebrate the 45th anniversary of Disneyland. Full-page newspaper ads at the time described that a magical tale unfolds across the night sky every Friday and Saturday. It's a fireworks fantasy like you've never seen before. This new fireworks show replaced the long-running show Fantasy in the Sky that debuted in the park in 1956. In addition to the new fireworks show, a new parade also made its debut. According to an Orange County Register reporter, the new additions for the anniversary were created as a way to bring more traffic into the park, which may otherwise have waited until the next year and the opening of California Adventure to visit.
With the coming of the 45th anniversary of Disneyland also came an after 4 p.m. spring pass. In the spring of 2000, for $45, both children and adult guests could enjoy the park every Sunday through Thursday after 4 p.m. until closed through June 29th. A $12 parking pass for the corresponding days could be purchased at the same time. The first day the pass was purchased included a full day at Disneyland. Promotional material for the pass said, "Believe there's magic in the stars when the biggest fireworks spectacular in Disneyland history explodes the night sky. See a fantasy showcase of Disney stars float by in the new 45 Years of Magic Parade of the Stars. So many more favorite characters are waiting to greet you, and those world-famous new and classic attractions are ready to ride. Go for the fun of it again and again."
While Believe There's Magic in the Sky was delighting crowds at Disneyland, neighbors to the park were not as impressed. Ever since Disneyland introduced nightly fireworks spectaculars, those living near the park had major complaints about the development. In July of 1991, the Orange County Register reported that those living in the Anaheim Harbor RV Park filed a petition with the City of Anaheim against Disneyland's nighttime shows that left them with burning ash falling onto their vehicles and ruining the paint. The petition got the attention of the park, and as soon as they got wind of it, decided to immediately cut out the biggest crowd-pleasing explosives while they researched the overall safety of their shows. Park spokesman Greg Albrecht said, "We immediately are checking into it. Safety comes first. That comes before more people, more attendance, more revenue."
Disneyland flew out its fireworks expert from Walt Disney World to address the issue. At the same time, Disney insurance claim adjusters met with the residents in the surrounding area to pay for the polishing or painting of their cars from the debris from the fireworks. In 2002, complaints of the fireworks continued, with many believing that the nightly shows contributed greatly to air quality and pollution. One Anaheim resident, Pat Murphy, said, "On the worst days, you can smell the gunpowder." Amidst the complaints, Believe There's Magic in the Stars ran until the 50th anniversary of Disneyland in 2005, when the show was again changed for a new one named Remember, Dreams Come True. Also on this day for February 18th, in 1960, Tony Anselmo, the voice of Donald Duck, was born in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Now it's time to say goodbye, so for Nostalgia Minute, I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina, and we'll see you real soon.
To contact Nostalgia Minute, email minute@nostalgia.com. Some music files provided by fbbts.com. Nostalgia Minute is copyright Nostalgia, LLC.